My first guest in this edition is California Congressman Devin Nunes. He is a Republican from the Golden State's 21st Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on two critical issues today. Number one, the Republican alternative to the Democratic majority's version of health care reform, as well as his reaction to California voters overwhelmingly rejecting the bulk of the initiatives on the ballot on Tuesday that would have raised money largely through tax increases and other means to help solve at least partially the state's vast deficits. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
That's an absolute pleasure.
Let's start with health care reform. We know pretty much what President Obama has called for. It seems as though the Democratic majority is going to propose basically what he wants in terms of putting a single-payer option in there, along with saying that folks can keep their existing coverage if they want it. What is the crux of the Republican version?
Well, essentially what the Obama-Democrat plan does, it adds fuel to the fire. It basically takes a big government program and makes it bigger. What we do is we say we don't need bigger government. What we need is we need the individual to be able to choose his or her own health care. And what we do is we take all the money that we're spending, all the various government programs, and we basically give it out in the form of a refundable tax credit so that people can go out and choose the doctor and health care coverage of their choice. So the best way to look at this is a few examples. If you work for, let's just say, IBM, and you like your coverage, you keep it. No, there's no change there. You have a tax credit. You actually probably end up with more money in your pocket. Let's take another example at the other end of the spectrum. Let's say that you are a single mother working for about $15,000 a year with three children at home, and you're trying to make it in this world. Today, you're on Medicaid and SCHIP, and you go down to the county clinic and you wait in line, and you don't really have the choice of your own doctor. Under our plan, you now have nearly $11,000 to choose your own plan. And so if you look across the spectrum, this empowers people to make their own decisions on health care. And this is a stark contrast to what the Democrats are doing, which is they're saying, let us in Washington run the program. We're smart. We're going to create a huge new Medicare plan, a Medicare Junior, for all of you, because you're too dumb to go pick your own health care. And we're saying, no, we believe in the individual. And so our plan, I don't call it a conservative plan. I don't call it a moderate plan. What I call it is a credible plan. This is a credible plan that solves one of the big three entitlement programs, which is the Medicaid problem that we have in this country. So it's universal access for everyone. It doesn't cost the government any more money. And at the end of the day, you're going to be able to pick your own doctor. So it's a revolutionary plan that I'm proud to be a part of.
You mentioned the $11,000 that would be available to the lower income folks. Where does that money come from?
Essentially, where it comes from is what we're already paying and using now. And so what we're doing is it costs $10,000 now for that single mother of three to be on Medicaid and SCHIP and all the other things. So what we're saying is we don't need to do that anymore. What we need is we need that mother. We believe that you're smart. Just because you're working hard and you're living under the poverty level doesn't mean you're dumb. We believe you're smart, and we believe that you know how to pick your own health care coverage, and we're giving you $11,000 to do that.
In addition to giving individuals options and choices in choosing their health care plan and which doctors they go to, why do you believe your approach is better than a government intrusion or involvement in health care to a greater degree?
Well, I think there you have the argument. We're at the fork in the road. If you believe that big government-funded programs are good and that bureaucracies run out of Washington, D.C. are good, and, for example, if you like going to the Department of Motor Vehicles and grabbing a number and waiting in line, then go with the Obama plan with the Democrats. That's fine. That's the fork in the road. If you don't believe that, if you believe that you're smart enough to make your own decisions, we empower you. The Republican alternative empowers you to make your own decisions on health care. And so, you know, this is going to be the argument that we're going to go through. But the one thing that's important that we have right now is we have a credible alternative on the table that I can go out and communicate to all Americans that you don't have to take government-run rationed health care. There are other alternatives.
Congressman, many who are critical of the Obama plan say that when he tells Americans that if they like their current package, their health care plan, that they can keep it, that in the long run, that may not be true. Do you see that also when you look through the numbers, that if there is a government single-payer option eventually, that will drive out private competition?
It's a fact. Look, there's a lot of problems with the Obama plan. The first problem is that if you create a government-funded program, what's going to happen is if you have health insurance by your employer now, when employers looking to shed costs like they do like they are right now with this economy, they're going to shed you off to the government-run program. I mean, that's just a guarantee. So you're going to add more people to the government program. And then the worst part about the existing current system that they're just going to make worse is that if you are the lowest of the low and on Medicaid, believe me, people in my district that are on Medicaid and SCHIP, that is really crummy coverage. And so it doesn't even solve that problem. It basically says, look, if you're waiting in a county clinic now in line, guess what? Under the Obama plan, you get to do the same thing. You get to wait in the county clinic. What we're saying is that we're going to give you the option to get up to an $11,000 plan, which is basically more than most Americans have today.
One of the things the president says, Congressman, is that his goal is to drastically reduce wasteful spending within the healthcare arena. To what extent does the Republican plan address that?
Well, first of all, you know, if you believe in magic, then you can believe in the Obama plan. I mean, last week when he brought in all the healthcare people, they're in a room for 30 minutes and they walk out and they say, "Oh, we're going to cut things. We're going to cut everything $1.5 trillion over 10 years." Look. If you believe in magic, then that's fine. Then you can believe in that. But I don't believe in magic. What we do by having universal access for all Americans to actually go out and shop for insurance, we believe that the private sector, that people would begin to go after and they will court your business. And we believe it will create competition so that people would be competing for your business. So, for example, I hate to go back to the same example again, but if you are that mother of three, single mother of three, making $15,000 a year, I promise you there will be numerous companies trying to court that single mother of three to get her into their program. And so we create competition, and we go all the way to the state level. We let the states make their own decisions. If under the Obama plan, if we go to a Washington, D.C. run program by bureaucrats, it will be a complete disaster. Just ask anyone that's on Medicare today. Medicare is not a successful program. And in fact, a lot of docs in my district don't even like to see Medicare patients, and they sure don't like to see Medicaid patients.
A couple minutes left in our conversation with California Congressman Devin Nunes. And Congressman, yesterday was an election day in your state. Voters overwhelmingly rejecting all but one of the ballot initiatives designed to raise revenues for the state, overwhelmingly rejecting, I believe, 5 out of 6. The only one they agreed to was freezing the pay of state employees when there's a deficit running in the state. What message do you believe was sent, and what message should the leaders in your state have learned yesterday?
Well, they should learn not to try to lie to the people of California. They put together a bogus package with spending caps that weren't really spending caps and cuts that weren't really cuts and taxes that were real. And the people of California said enough lies, and they rejected it. They rejected the governor and the Democrats' bogus plan. And so what has to be done is they have to put a credible plan on the table that caps spending, that makes long-term reforms to the state that welcome business back to the state. The biggest problem in California we have right now is the people that pay taxes are gone. And we're getting a lesson in supply-side economics. When people aren't there with private capital to create jobs for people, you can't have everyone working for the government. And the government in California has gotten way too big. Taxes got way too much. Energy costs are way too high. Businesses have fled the state, and retirees have fled the state. So it's over for California. So they have to make fundamental reforms out there, which I've spelled out very well for the governor and legislature, some of those reforms that have to be made that include this real spending cap and reform of the legislature. If they do that, then that will show some long-term fundamental changes to the structure of California, which will then allow them to go out and borrow the money short-term to fix these problems. But until they're willing to face their economic demons that they've created, California will not be fixed, and things are going to get worse, unfortunately, before they get better.
Just over 30 seconds left here, Congressman. Do you get the sense that that message has been received, or do you think most of the leaders out there, given their political bent, will try to basically do what they have been doing, only with a different packaging?
Well, as of our meeting, we had a meeting yesterday with the governor. He was in Washington, D.C., and from what he was saying yesterday, it appears to me like it's business as usual. So the people of California, they got a good education yesterday. I think they studied up on these initiatives, and I have faith in the people of California that they're going to continue to get educated on what this government has done and what it's created. And I think that you're going to see a political revolution in California in the coming year because we have no choice.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
California Congressman Devin Nunes represents his state's 21st congressional district. This is Dateline Washington.